You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Friday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 10th, and I want to jump straight into this one because last night we had game two between the Cavs and the Celtics in Boston, and my Cavaliers went in there and just absolutely destroyed the Celtics. I've tried to stay pretty unbiased through each of the episodes so far, but this one just felt so good yesterday. They have been clowned in the media all week, especially after that game one loss, and I'll even admit it, I didn't give them much of a chance myself, but they just went in there and dominated this game. Donovan Mitchell was great. Evan Mobley was great, especially after hearing all of the criticism after game one that he has nothing going for him on offense. And all of the starters scored in double figures here. Mitchell had 29, Mobley had 21, Garland had 14, Okoro had 12, Strus had 12, and then they also got 21 off the bench from Caris LeVert, who was awesome in this one, going 9 for 17. From the field. And where were the Celtics at? All we've heard is how dominant they are, how great this team is, and they just didn't show up tonight. Jason Tatum, 7 for 17 from the field. Yeah, he finished with 25 points, but guess what, bud? You got 11 more free throw attempts in this one. Another free throw merchant. Here we go. That's what half these teams are left in the playoffs right now. Between Tatum and Brunson and SGA, that's where all these guys get half their points from. Can you imagine if some of the other stars got the calls like these guys get? Can you imagine if LeBron or the Joker or some of these other guys got 12, 14, 16 free throws a night, they'd be averaging 45 a game. And, these guys get that and they can't even hit 30. So, you know what? See you, Celtics. This game's going back to Cleveland. And I'm all on the train now. I'm all in. This game has got me fired up and I cannot wait for game three on Saturday now. Like I said, maybe I counted out the Cavs a little bit here too. But here we go. I'm right back in this thing. And I hope they steal at least one or two more at home and make a series out of this. And honestly, I hope they just crush them. I'm kind of sick of the Celtics. You know, like I said, we got the free throw merchant in Tatum. We got Jaylen Brown, who can't even go left. I don't know if you saw the other turnover he had again today where he tried to cross over with his left hand and it was just non-existent. He was also 7 for 17 from the field, 0 for 6 from 3. Going to make me puke. But guess what? He had another 5 free throw attempts too to get him to 19, but minus 29 in 31 minutes. That's just not going to cut it. But that's my rant for today. I'll try and keep it a little bit more subdued for the rest of the episode. But just had to get that one off my chest. This one has me ready to run through a brick wall going into Saturday. So I will definitely be looking forward to this one. But with that, we will transition to our second NBA game of the night between the Mavs and the Thunder in Oklahoma City. And both teams started out hot in this one as they combined for 68 points in the first quarter, with the Mavs taking a 36-32 lead into the second. But the second was more the same as Dallas was able to tack on an additional bucket and go into the break up 68-62. Oklahoma City would storm back and quickly tie it just 2 minutes into the third, but a few minutes later, Tim Hardaway Jr. would go on a 10-0 personal run, and Dallas would take that 10-point lead into the fourth and never look back as they become the second underdogs of the night to tie up their series 1-1 as they head back home for Game 3 in Dallas. Luka was great in this one, playing through a sprained right knee and a cut on his left knee, and he still finished with 29 on an efficient 52% shooting with 7 assists and 10 boards. Kyrie struggled from the field, but he played more of a facilitator role. He had 11 assists and was great on the defensive end with 2 steals and 2 blocks as well. Tim Hardaway added 17 off the bench, largely due to that 10-0 run that I mentioned, and Josh Green also contributed 11 points off the bench as well with 3 threes. For the Thunder, SGA dropped 33, and I have to give him some props since he only shot 6 free throws and was 2 assists shy of a triple-double, but Jalen Green and Chet were the only others to score in double digits for Oklahoma City as they head to Dallas for games 3 and 4, looking to avenge their only postseason loss so far. Tonight, we will have the Knicks and the Pacers in Indy and the Nuggets Timberwolves in Minnesota in 2 pivotal game 3s. The Pacers have been right in both of the first two games, but they will need to actually close one out to avoid a 3-0 hole. And the Nuggets are already down 2-0, now on the road, and they're going to need to win game three or they will be at a major risk of being swept in Minnesota. Then over to the NHL, we had two games last night, the first being between the Rangers and the Hurricanes. Carolina jumped out to the early lead halfway through the first, but New York came back with a shorthanded goal from Chris Kreider in the second to tie it up. Both teams scored one in the third, taking this one into overtime before Panarin scored just 2 minutes into the extra frame, giving the Rangers the win and a 3-0 series lead over the Hurricanes. The Rangers have still yet to lose this postseason, and they are now 7-0, currently the betting favorites to win the Stanley Cup. In the second game, we had the Stars hosting the Avalanche in Game 2 of their series, and this one was all Dallas from the start. They scored one in the first and added three more in the second to take a 4-0 lead entering the final period. Colorado added three in the third, but it was too little too late as the Stars added an empty netter at the end and went on to win this one 5-3 to tie up this series before it heads back to Denver for Game 3. As we look over to the MLB, we only had seven games last night, but it was an entertaining night at that. We saw a bunch of runs scored in some blowouts as the Royals crushed the Angels 10-4, the Rockies beat the Giants 9-1, and the Twins beat the Mariners 11-1 thanks to five RBIs from Manuel Margot. We also had some games that came down to the wire as the Diamondbacks beat the Reds 5-4 in Cincy, and the White Sox beat the Guardians 3-2 in Chicago. The Astros also beat the Yankees 4-3 after jumping out to an early lead with home runs from Alvarez and Singleton in the first inning of that one. In other news, we also had the home preseason debut for Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever as she scored 12 points with 8 boards and 6 assists in an 83-80 win over the Atlanta Dream in front of 13,000 fans in Indianapolis. And then also the WNBA announced that Toronto has been awarded an expansion team that will begin play in 2026 and will be owned by Kilmer Sports Inc., which is led by Larry Tannenbaum, who is a minority owner of the group that also owns the Maple Leafs and the Raptors. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Friday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen to your podcast. Hope you all have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. See ya.